We begin Be'ezer Hashem is Baruch Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. Hilchas Lulav V'Shar Aminim. Sefal Kvanaga Yisrael. The custom by Klai Yisrael, Shemishu Kan Esr V'Lulav. If somebody wants to purchase a Lulav and Esr V'Ein and Maven, and he really isn't an expert in knowing what is a kosher Lulav, a kosher Esrig, Maron Esr L'Moyer Rob, he shows the Lulav and Esr he wants to purchase to a Talmud Chochem, Emhem Ksherim Aloy, to determine if they're kosher or not. Kiyesh ben Harbi Chaluk Adinim, there are many rules involved. V'yash Lahadir, Liknas Lulav Chodesh, it's appropriate to buy a new Lulav. Kalulav Ayavish, the Aloch is a dried Lulav, Ein Kosher El B'Shas Adchak. It's not kosher, only under extreme circumstances. There's a Machloikas, some suggest that even if the top leaf is dry, even if most of the leaves are not, the lulav should not be used. There's some that disagree and say as long as most of the leaves are moist or green, it's fine. If it only could be visible through a magnifying glass, then the halacha is that the lulav is kosher. The Torah does not require us to look at magnifying glasses. V'yeshem the kosher kosher yirokas shabai have yavish. Some hold that as long as it's not green, if it becomes whitish or other colors, then it becomes a puzzle. If the top of the lulav has like a brownish color because it was exposed to the sun, that miyakra din is kosher. Furthermore, the halacha is she'al lulav sh'teh ashed v'chutz min alam al yoinim. The spine of the lulav should be arba tefachim. The loch is that the adas should be in three. Then shiyotz mikol kan, that from every base comes out shlosh alam three leaves b'shur achs b'shava in one straight row. Shloyach gvaya namach mechaverev, one should not be taller or lower than the other ones. Tzrich shalom chayf nesaytzoy. The leaves have to cover the wood. Then a shirosh kolali yigila malam muktz shalosh shemalam. The leaf on the bottom should touch the leaf on the top, or even go above it a little. Soich el adasim avum in merchak, and his kitz shachnach says the hadasim that were imported b'doichik shimtzuk sherim. It's hard to find kosher adasim, and therefore tzarich levatkum. You have to examine them, has that they're kosher. Hayar Dvar Hashem, you had to look at Hadassim Lachim. Somebody who's a Yerushmaim buys moist Hadassim, Yerukim green, Mishaloshim, that are all in the set of three, Umuhudarim, and they look nice. Vagdelim B'Minasenu, the Hadassim that grew, I guess, in Europe, Tzrichim V'Dagdbem, Imenim Merkovim, you have to make sure that they're not Merkov, that it's made up of Hadassim, something else, because then the halach is that anything that's a murkav is a concern when it talks about the dalaminim. So you have to make sure that they're not murkavim, nor do we have to make sure that they didn't grow in a flower pot that doesn't have hole on the bottom, then it didn't grow from the ground. These are concerns regarding the lulavim as well. If you can't find Hadassim Mishaloshim, then the halacha is Yitul She'enim Mishaloshim, take Hadassim that are not Mishaloshim, however, lo yivarech, you can't make a bracha. Sif Gimel Sher Hadash Lois Tfachim, the length of a Hadass should be at least three Tfachim, B'Sha'as Etchak Sagi B'Asor Agdulim. V'yei Kol Hadass Mamata Al Ma'al Mishulosh, a proper Hadass should be Mishulosh from top to bottom. B'Sha'as Etchak Al Mata Hamu'at Einim Mishulosh. If the bottom, it's not Mishulish. However, Roiv Shlomala, most of the Hadass is Mishulish, Gamkein, kosher. It's kosher. And B'di'evid, the halacha is that if it's 50% Mishulish, if a little more than 50% Mishulish, it's already considered Mishulish. However, the Prima Gadim says that you have to have at least two Tfachim Mishulish, and many suggest that it's Roy Mishulish means Rav Hanir Leinayim, that you can notice that it's mostly Mishulish. Gam Ken Tzrich Medagdik, one should be careful, Shla Yishra Alam and Adas, that the leaves should not fall off the Adasim. Kinoshra Fila Mixus Alan, because even if some leaves fall off, Yesh Kam Chaluka Dinim, they're different halachas, and then with Tzrichim Lasa Shalas Chacham, and one would have to ask a Shailah. Sif Dalet, Tzrichim Adishgeh Shla Yikdom HaRosh, we have to be most careful that the top of the Adas is not cut off, then a Rosh eats. The top of the Hadas should not, the top of the wood should not be chopped off. The main loy rak ketumim, and again, if somebody only could find hadasim that are ketumim, yasu shaylus chachim. Ava anofim ketanim shiyotzim ben akatanim, small leaves that stick out between the branches, tzrichim luktam oysam, should be taken off, shlayisiku ben akanim, that it should be straight. However, if there's a concern that by taking off these branches or things that protrude, leaves that protrude, you'll make the hadas posel, then it's better to leave it the way it is than to end up with a posel or hadas.